Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
A lot of action in court today. Later on, we'll talk about the Supreme Court ruling that detainees at Guantanamo Bay do have a right to challenge their detention in civilian courts in the United States, not just at military tribunals. But closer to home, a New York State judge ruled yesterday that he and his fellow justices should get their long-awaited pay raise. Talk about taking the law into your own hands. Here to talk about this latest development in the ongoing dispute between the judges and the legislature over pay is Liz Benjamin, columnist and political blogger at The Daily News. Hey, Liz, welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Brian. Thanks. Good to be back.
So how is it that a judge came to rule on his own pay?
Yeah, well, I mean, the way that happened was that judges sued over their own pay. In 1998, the legislature made a deal on pay raises. You know, it's illegal for a seated legislature to raise its own pay, and so what they do is raise the pay at the end of their two-year term, but since there's a near 99% reelection rate, technically they raise their own pay, right?
Right.
That's how they get around that.
They just have to go through the election first, and then it'll take effect the next January.
Right, exactly. And traditionally, this it's been linked. You've had legislative salaries and judicial salaries linked. And what many people don't know, although that's sort of common knowledge, is that also the gubernatorial salaries and also of all state agency heads and of the statewide electeds, including the attorney general and the comptroller, that's all connected, all of that, generally speaking. And that requires an act of the legislature to increase. But it's a political hot potato. I mean, raising your own pay is a problem, obviously. And governors have usually used it as a bargaining chip. But George Pataki used it for charter schools, to get charter schools. That was a big issue for him. And since then, that's now 10 years, there's been no pay raise. And even though there's not a lot of public support for legislative pay raises, it's widely believed that judges are underpaid in New York. And so last year, Eliot Spitzer tried to use legislative pay as a bargaining chip in some way. Well, he tried to uncouple it, then he tried to use it as a bargaining chip for campaign finance reform. That didn't work so well. And it led to lawsuits, judges suing over their pay.
The judges from New York State took to New York State Court a case that they filed, really the chief judge, Judith Kaye, filed this case against the New York State legislature to be heard in New York State courts.
Right. That's not what this actually, there's been a number of lawsuits. This particular one was not Judith Kaye's suit, which the Assembly and the Senate, which are named in that particular suit, have moved to dismiss, arguing in part that they don't believe that the judges have the power to decide this particular kind of thing, because there is an inherent conflict of interest in ruling, ordering the legislature to give you a pay raise that affects yourself personally, obviously.
Yeah, duh. Right? They could move it to, you know, they could have a change of venue and move it to Vermont or something.
Well, it was suggested to me yesterday. Now, you know, the reaction in Albany, and I was there when this came down, was pretty not positive. I think that the lawmakers were kind of angry, in part because they would like to have a pay raise. You know, they're paid $79.5 as the base pay for a state lawmaker. And in New York City, that, of course, doesn't go far. Now, they're not barred from moonlighting. It's technically a part-time legislature.
Right.
So, and if you get a Lulu for sitting on a committee, it bumps up your salary, obviously. But
what is Lulu short for again?
It's the stipend you get for serving in a leadership capacity or as a ranking member or committee chairman. That's how you get your pay bumped up by a couple grand or all the way up to, if you're Shelley Silver, you know, quite a few grand.
So the legislators in New York State have not had a pay raise either since 1998?
Correct. Well, it went into effect in 1999. It was passed in 1998, right?
Right. So what the judges are saying, it's unconstitutional for their pay to be linked to the legislators.
Correct.
Pay.
They're pretty angry about it, clearly.
And the judge, Edward Lehner, L-E-H-N-E-R, ruled that the governor and the legislature had, in fact, unconstitutionally abused their power in linking judicial raises to legislative pay raises. So what does this actually order them to do? Does this mean the legislature has to now go back and consider a separate package of pay raises for judges?
Well, supposedly. I mean, it gives them 90 days, right? Or they'll be in contempt.
Can they appeal?
I'm sure that, you know, that's how the legal system operates. I didn't hear yesterday from anyone as to how that was going to go. And, of course, there are these other lawsuits sort of dangling around out there. The other problem is that you've seen reports of judicial slowdowns. You know, you have judges who are recusing themselves from cases that involve law firms where lawmakers are of counsel or partners, even if the lawmaker, him or herself, is not the attorney who's trying the case. So the idea is to sort of starve them into submission, if you will. And that led to the State Commission on Judicial Conduct saying, you know, this isn't cool, basically, giving some pretty sharp words to judges in the way, you know, in judicial conduct speak. But it's kind of a mess, and it does raise some questions about what kind of confidence, I think, people who are trying to seek, you know, regress in the legal system can expect if you've, you know, judges battling for pay raises and recusing themselves in a political move, I would say.
I guess so. And if it does get appealed, then it just goes up to New York State's higher courts, up to the Court of Appeals, which would be the highest court. That's the equivalent of the Supreme Court, but in New York State. And those judges also haven't got their raises in 10 years, right?
Right. That I can't speak to. I know this deals with state Supreme Court judges. I believe that no one in the state has had a raise. Just federal judges, obviously, are in a different system.
Right. And the just tell me one more time before you go, how is it, even though that one case involving this can't be heard in New York's courts, how come this one was able to be heard in New York's courts? Has anyone explained that?
No, they are right. I don't understand either myself. I mean, it's been suggested that this should be handled in the federal courts or something, if possible, because of the whole conflict of interest issue. But you know, I don't really get why, to be honest. It's just that the argument is being made that it shouldn't be operating the way it is, and obviously the belief on the part of the legislature is that this judge was out of line.
Liz Benjamin, columnist and political blogger for the Daily News. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, we will re-air the clips from earlier in the week as Mayor Bloomberg and Teachers Union President Randy Weingarten went around on whether the schools should be closed in the heat. And we'll take your calls on life before air conditioning. And we have a great guest from the National Building Museum in D.C. who's going to talk about life before air conditioning in the United States. Stay with us.